Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Divorcing a Narcissist Rebuilding, After the Storm by Tinas Within, is a non-fiction recovery guide for people emerging from a high-conflict divorce or custody dispute involving a narcissistic former partner. It is part of Within's broader Divorcing a Narcissist series and grows out of her public advocacy through One Mom's Battle, as well as her own prolonged custody conflict. The book is best understood as a survivor-informed practical guide rather than a clinical textbook on narcissistic personality disorder or a formal legal manual. Its purpose is to help readers move from crisis management toward reconstruction after the legal, financial, parental, and emotional disruption of divorce. Within frames the experience as a severe life storm and focuses on what comes afterward, rebuilding stability, clarifying boundaries, protecting children, and restoring a sense of agency. The book combines personal perspective, practical orientation, and encouragement for readers who feel overwhelmed by post-divorce recovery. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, rebuilding after divorce as a structured reconstruction process. A central feature of the book is its use of rebuilding as more than a comforting image. Within presents recovery after narcissistic divorce as a structured reconstruction process, similar to rebuilding a house after severe damage. This metaphor is useful because it separates recovery into practical stages rather than treating healing as a vague emotional state. A person leaving a high-conflict relationship may need to rebuild finances, routines, parenting arrangements, social support, physical health, and self-trust at the same time. The house image helps make that complexity manageable by implying foundations, repairs, planning, and steady labor. The foundation is especially important because post-divorce recovery can be undermined if a survivor tries to move quickly into a new life without first addressing safety, boundaries, legal obligations, and emotional stabilization. The book therefore positions recovery as deliberate work. It does not suggest that the damage disappears quickly, but it gives readers a way to think about progress without being defined by the earlier storm. Secondly, why narcissistic divorce can intensify ordinary divorce conflict. The book distinguishes narcissistic divorce from ordinary divorce by emphasizing patterns that can make negotiation unusually difficult. In a standard divorce, conflict may be intense but still limited by mutual interest and closure. Within describes a different dynamic, where the former partner may use custody, communication, finances, or court proceedings as channels for continued control. This is why the book repeatedly treats high-conflict divorce as a special category of experience, rather than simply a more emotional version of separation. The reasoning is practical if a survivor assumes that cooperation, fairness, or emotional appeals will work as they might with a more reasonable spouse. The survivor may remain vulnerable to manipulation and repeated escalation. The book encourages readers to reframe their expectations so they can respond strategically rather than reactively. This does not require diagnosing another person from a distance. Instead, it asks readers to recognize patterns of behavior, document interactions, reduce opportunities for conflict, and make decisions based on evidence and protection rather than hope for sudden change. Thirdly, post-divorce parenting requires documentation, boundaries, and precise agreements. A major practical concern in the book is parenting after a high-conflict separation. Within's work is closely associated with custody disputes and co-parenting problems, so the book treats parenting arrangements as a central part of rebuilding. The emphasis is not on ideal cooperative co-parenting, which may be unrealistic when one parent continues to provoke conflict. Instead, the book points readers toward clarity, documentation, and boundary-based communication. The reasoning is that vague agreements create openings for repeated disputes, while written expectations reduce opportunities for reinterpretation. This applies to schedules, exchanges, decision-making, school matters, medical issues, holidays, and communication channels. The book also reflects the emotional difficulty of protecting children while being forced to remain connected to an antagonistic former spouse through parenting. Its practical value lies in encouraging readers to think ahead, avoid unnecessary engagement, and preserve records that may matter in court or mediation. It frames careful documentation not as obsession, but as a stabilizing tool when ordinary trust is broken down. Fourthly, changing from victim identity to survivor agency, Within places significant weight on the distinction between being harmed and being permanently defined by harm. The book presents the move from victim identity to survivor agency as a necessary part of rebuilding after narcissistic divorce. This does not minimize abuse, financial loss, fear, or exhaustion. Rather, it addresses the problem that prolonged conflict can train a person to organize daily life around the former partner's behavior. Survivor agency means gradually shifting attention back to choices that remain within the reader's control: legal preparation, personal boundaries, emotional support, parenting stability, financial planning, and health. This theme is important because high-conflict divorce often produces learned helplessness. Repeated court dates, hostile messages, and custody uncertainty can make the future feel controlled by someone else. Swithin's contribution is to link emotional recovery with practical action. The book suggests that empowerment is not just a feeling but the result of repeated, concrete decisions that reduce chaos and rebuild self-confidence over time. Lastly, family court awareness and the limits of informal guidance. The book also functions as a critique of how poorly prepared many family court settings can be for cases involving coercive control, narcissistic traits, or persistent post-separation conflict. Swithin became known partly through advocacy around family court reform, and that perspective informs the book. She highlights the difficulty survivors face when the legal system expects ordinary compromise, while one party may be using the process to prolong control. This makes the book valuable as a consciousness-raising text as well as a recovery guide. At the same time, its limits are important. It is not a substitute for legal counsel, licensed therapy, or a formal psychological evaluation. Its strength is experiential and practical, not clinical diagnosis or jurisdiction-specific legal instruction. Readers benefit most when they treat the book as a framework for preparation, self-organization, and emotional validation, while also seeking qualified professional support where possible. This balance keeps the book's advice grounded. It helps readers understand patterns, but it should not be used as the sole basis for legal or mental health decisions. In conclusion, Divorcing a Narcissist: Rebuilding After the Storm is most relevant for readers who have already recognized that their divorce or custody dispute is not following ordinary patterns of conflict. It will be especially useful for parents dealing with hostile communication, repeated legal stress, unclear co-parenting boundaries, or the emotional aftermath of a relationship marked by manipulation and control. Its practical benefit lies in helping readers organize recovery into manageable areas: personal stability, parenting structure, documentation, boundaries, and renewed self-direction. Intellectually, the book helps readers understand why conventional divorce advice may fail when one party remains invested in conflict rather than resolution. Compared with many books in the divorce recovery category, it stands out because it is written from a survivor advocate perspective rooted in a specific high-conflict custody context. It is less clinical than books by psychologists and less technical than legal self-help manuals, but that middle position is also its distinctive value. It speaks to the lived experience of people who need both validation and practical orientation after the immediate crisis has passed. Readers seeking legal rules or diagnostic depth will need additional resources. But readers seeking a grounded path for post-narcissist rebuilding are likely to find it directly relevant. If you would like to support Tina Swithin, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.